I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. With the holidays behind us and New Year's around the corner, many are cleaning up after all the gift-giving. Like many gifts, some are worth saving, and others are better re-gifted. This is also true of holiday plants. Let's look at those plants worth saving and those best composted. Some plants require special growing conditions to flower for the holidays. These include poinsettias, azaleas, and hydrangeas. Enjoy these plants for a few more weeks or even months, then compost them once they start looking ratty. Florist azaleas and hydrangeas are varieties not hardy in our area, and the poinsettias need a special dark treatment for months in fall to turn color again in December. Other holiday plants, such as colanchoe and bromeliads, are difficult to get to flower again in most homes, but the foliage is attractive, so you can keep these as foliage plants year-round. The keepers are amaryllis, Christmas cactus, and cyclamen. With little care, you can get these to flower again next year. Give Christmas cactus cool conditions and dark nights in fall to stimulate flower bud initiation. Place amaryllis bulbs in a part sun outdoor location and fertilize and water them all spring and summer. Cut back the foliage in fall and let the bulbs dry out in a dark basement for 6 weeks. Bring it into a warm, bright room, water, and then let it grow in December. Cut back cyclamen leaves to the soil in late spring and let it dry out and go dormant for 2 to 3 months in summer. In fall, start watering and it'll send up new growth and flowers. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about new vegetable varieties. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.